This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are joined now by Sabrina Magdalene of our news desk for the Market Wrap.
So, Sabrina, the IDC reports that despite witnessing a decline in recent quarters, the global smartphone market is set to record an annual growth of 9% this year, and a full recovery is expected in 2022. And on the back of that, a latest study from Australia says that the fear of being without your mobile phone, which is called nomophobia, could lead to behaviours that are dangerous for health. So tell us more.
Yeah, so the International Data Corporation says the expected market recovery will be mainly driven by developing regions shifting towards 4G services, which make up over 80% of smartphones there. But scientists from Monash University, Melbourne, have been investigating nomophobia, which actually stands for no mobile phone phobia in short. So the condition is actually said to be a lot more common than we think. You know, the study was conducted on over 2,800 participants, and it found that over 99% reported some form of nomophobia. That's almost perfect score. And the scientists say that over 43% of them spent more than 3 hours a day using their smartphones. Researchers pointed out that nomophobia causes problematic dependency, antisocial behaviors, anxiety, and even mental health issues, among others.
Right. And the study also noted that besides the mental health aspect, nomophobia could also harm people around us and individual well-being. Did they give examples?
Yeah. So it found that people experiencing nomophobia are 10 times more likely to use their smartphone in a prohibited space, which I believe places like petrol stations. And, you know, they're also 14 times more likely to use their smartphone in dangerous ways, such as while driving. And, you know, the study also says that over 13% of the sample were considered to be suffering from severe nomophobia. The researchers found correlations that the higher the level of nomophobia, the more likely it is users to engage in dangerous or even illegal behavior. In fact, I was reading there were also subsets of nomophobia which leads to fear of being without Wi-Fi or data network. Looking at that, according to Statista Research Department, the number of smartphone users in Malaysia is expected to reach over 33 million by 2024. That's about our entire population figure, isn't it? So it says almost everyone in Malaysia owns a smartphone, and the numbers only decline for those aged 65 and above. So on average, it shows Malaysians spend over 2.5 hours on social media daily, which is tied to smartphone ownership. And this doesn't even take into account other usage like playing games, work-related stuff, and etc. And in some way, I feel I'm a little bit guilty of nomophobia. I'm not to the extreme, but, you know, I find myself subconsciously trying to reach out to the phone, you know, even while in the company of family and friends when the alert comes. And the effects are that I find myself not being able to focus well on words right after. And I have to do a little, you know, eye exercise just to get the focus back. And, you know, sometimes I'll just meditate or just sit still just to get disconnect, you know, from all the information or images forming in my mind. Yeah.
No, I certainly agree. On the days when I've been somewhere without my charger and my phone dies, I often start feeling anxious by the time I realize my phone is about to, you know, die and I can't recharge it. And if that happens, I do find myself sort of reaching for my phantom phone as well.
I think it's also kind of interesting the fact that over 2.5 hours on social media daily, right? But then now in some cases, people also use social media for work. I mean, Sabrina, as somebody who's part of the BFM News team and our kind of booming BFM News Twitter, I think you would kind of relate to that as well.
Yes. So, I mean, news comes in every other, you know, I think I can say every other minute or hour. And you can imagine how many tweets have to go out during that period of time. So, yeah, I think that itself is a job. Should be made into one.
I think it might be one these days.
So we've been talking today about nomophobia, this idea that, or rather this term that is the fear of being without your mobile phone, which leads you to feelings of anxiety, feelings of reaching for your phantom phone, relying on your phone, relying on Wi-Fi. Is this something that you relate to? Do you think that you have nomophobia? You can let us know. Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sabrina, thank you so much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.